Dalet Sivan, Friday the 10th of June, Rabbi Shlomo Freshwater Shavuos. This week's Toraway has been sponsored by Family Silva, Le'ilu Nishmas, Sipora Bas Moshe HaKohen, Olei HaSholom.
The Bruchas that we'd Aluf Medves discusses which is the appropriate Brucha to make for Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara says, "My Mevurach, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Ashekirishumi b'mitzvoisa b'tzivuni, Lasek b'divrei Torah." You should make the Brucha Ashekirishumi b'mitzvoisa b'tzivuni, Lasek b'divrei Torah. Then the Gemara says, "Rav Yochanan Messiah b'Brucha." Halav no Hashem alekeinu. Make the Torah should be sweet. It's divrei Torah b'fini. And there's a machlokes haposkim whether it's a continuation of the brucha or a brucha full on its own. Which is why there are two gesuas, whether you say harevnu or v'harevnu, depending on whether it's a continuation of the brucha or its own brucha. Then the Gemara says that meminu oma shebrucha buni mikol ha'amim nu salun yestarusoi baruch ata Hashem noisen ha'Torah. And the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Mina, zihi me'ilusha bebruchos." This is the best of the bruchos. And Rashi explains why is it the best of the bruchos? Because we praise Hashem, we praise Klal Yisrael, Hashem Bruch Abuni Mikol Amim, and we praise the Torah. And then the Gemara says something interesting. Hilkach, because this is the me'ilusha bebruchos, lemrini lekili. We should say all three bruchos. And that lechayla is a little bit interesting to understand because if zihi me'ilusha bebruchas, if we're praising this last brucha, so then we should say that this is the brucha that we have to say. The other Gemara says because this is the me'ilusha bebruchas, so we maybe have to say all of them. And indeed, in Nigdas Moshe, the Moshe Fashas on Echbucha, he says that if somebody makes the brucha shebuchabuni without making the other bruchas, he doesn't have to go back to the other bruchas because be'etzem zihi shemeilusha bebruchas. This is the brucha that. That's most appropriate. So, but then why does the Gemara say, this is the most appropriate, so therefore you should say all of them. So I thought, actually you could not, the Terezuv in Hilchas Mem Zayin, so the Terezuv discusses, at the end of the shtickle, it's a long shtickle, he says that, why is there the Lushna Brucha Noisein HaToyra? He says, why is there Lushna Noisein HaToyra, which is Mashma Lushna Hoiva? Choyra should be Nosan HaToyra, the Eibishter gave us the Torah. And the Terezuv says, because the Torah is not, giving of the Torah is not a past event. Vayoyim Azeh Bui Midbar Sina, Chol Yoyim Vayoyim. Terezov doesn't actually say this, but this is what he comes to, and the Terezov says that the more you learn Torah, the more the Rabbi Nishleim gives you an understanding in the Torah, new svaras, new understandings, and he says that is noisen haTorah. That is that the Rabbi Nishleim is giving us the Torah, the derech hoiva. It's something that's happening constantly. The Eibishter is noisen haTorah. He's giving us the Torah, and he says that this is the big chshivas of the bracha that we're making on Torah, because we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shleilim that Kabbalah Satorah was not history. Kabbalah Satorah is Hoiva. Kabbalah Satorah is every day. HaMachadish V'tivoy B'chol Yom Tomid Masa Bereshis, that Amanda Rimanova says Masa Bereshis refers to the Torah, because B'shvil HaTorah Shenikra Reshis. However, he says, how do we get to this, that we should be zeichem to the should continuously give us the Torah? And the Tirzul says that it's like it brings a Gemara like an ish, like a child that's sucking from the mother. The more it sucks, the more milk comes out. So the same is with the Torah. The more we learn, the more we miyagei al Torah, the more we're oisik and pilpilish al Torah to understand, not just to learn Torah superficially, but to try and understand with a depth. Pilpilish al Torah, through that, through Torah and Yigiyah, through that with Zeicha, that the Rabbeinu Shleilim continuously is giving us the Torah, is noisen ha Torah. And earlier in the Tirzuv talks about the bracha shekedishonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivuni lasek v'divrei Torah, and the Tirzuv says that lasek v'divrei Torah means that we're oisik in the Torah, not just learning the Torah, but this is, he says, we're oisik b'masa b'matan ibepulpila shel Torah, we're trying to understand, it's a yigiyas ha-Torah, sheti amelim b'Torah, last week's sedra. So, maybe we could say like this. Perhaps a different reason why zihi me'ilu sheba bruchas. Why is the bracha nois na toilem me'ilu sheba bruchas? Why is this the absolute, the best of the bruchas? Because we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shleilim for nois na toilem. We're thanking the Rabbeinu Shleilim that Matan Torah isn't a over, isn't a past. Matan Torah lives with us every day. Matan Torah is a present. The Rabbeinu Shem constantly is giving us new svaras, new understandings in the Torah, new depth. But how do we get to this? That's the Mula Sheva Bruchas. But how do we get to this? How are we zoicha to this? That's only through Yegiyas HaTorah. That's only if Torah is meaningful to us, if we enjoy learning Torah, if Torah is our life, if Torah is our happiness, so then we can be zeicha to the noisen ha-Torah. So therefore, that's maybe pshat in the Gemara, hilkot tzolich le-memem le-min le-kilu, you have to say all the brachas, you have to start off, asher kedishuni b'mitzvoyso v'tzivuni, lasek v'divrei Torah, which refers to the amelis for Torah, to the masa matan of Torah, to the learning Torah, to the trying to understand Torah, to the pilpila shel Torah. And then through that will be zeicha, the harev na Hashem alekeinu, the Torah will be sweet, this will be our enjoyment. And through that will be zeicha, noisen ha-Torah, to constantly be able to be oyle ma'ala ma'ala in Torah, to have new hasogis and new understandings in Torah. So maybe that is the hitzhilkach tzurich le-memrin le-kili, because that's the means, that's the way we can get to the noisen ha-Torah, is through the other inyanim that are mentioned in the first brachas. The Gemara Masechta Ksibah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks that Beis Din can tovel a child and be mezaka to him geiris, that he can become a ger. When he becomes a badas, he has the opportunity of being meicha, of saying, I don't want this. And he can undo the geiris. But if he is happy with what Beis Din did, he needs to do no further geiris. And the geiris that Beis Din did for him when he was a kutn will prevail. And the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? It's a zechiyah. Zochin la'adam shalai b'funov. You can be zeicha, because this child is like a shalai b'funov, because he's not a badas, so we're doing a zechiyah without the knowledge and the das of the party for whom we're doing it. But we have a klal, zochin la'adam shalai b'funov. If I find a treasure, I can pick it up and say, I'm zeicha this for so-and-so, because that's the halacha of zochin la'adam shalai b'funov. And the Gemara answers that perhaps we would have thought that it's not a schia, because maybe he prefers Not to be a yid, maybe it's better for a goy to be a goy. It doesn't have to be mekayim mitzvahs. He only has zayin mitzvahs. In Mehmed is like a ged of hafkeira nichalei. So we say no, that a cotton who hasn't yet been toyim, tam issa, who is not used and addicted to aveiros, for him it's a schis. He himself will feel a schus that he's a yid, so it's a zochin odin shalei b'fun. That's what the Gemara says. So Kapunah, the Gemara says that chiddush that we can be megay ktana, and the Ritzva asks that the chayra we could have brought a raya from Matan Torah, the Har Sinai, that there were in Matan Torah a number of kahanim, a number of ktanim, and they were toivul them, they were mal them, they were mazin on them, the dam of the carbon, in order that they should be nichnas tachas kamfas shchina, that they should become yidin. So memelu, we see from there that a cotton can be megay. In other words, what the Ritzvah is saying is something that a lot of Rishonim say, that kabulas atayra was a geiris. When yidin were mekabul atayra, that's the, when they received kedushas yisrael. So that was a type of geiris. So memelu, the Rishonim, the Ritzvah asks, so who, the adults, were Magai and knowledge, knowing that they were doing it, they were Makabal HaTayra, but there were Ketanim there. And how did those Ketanim become Gerim? Is there Aya that you can the Bezna as a Koyach to be Magai Kut? And the two answers, two Tirits. So the first Tirit is that by Matan Torah, the children had parents with them, and the parents wanted it, and that could be different. But then his second Tirit, and that's Bez Hashem's book, what I would like to focus on today. He says, no, it's different because they were Zer Avraham, and they were Nitztava before Matan Torah on Mila, Rachnisan Bevris, the Ein Zer Ela Gemar Geiris. So that it was conceding that, of course, Matan Torah is Geiris, but it's not a complete Geiris. It's a Gemar Geiris. Why? Because the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov, and they had Mila. And the Mila was Lashem, Britzah Shel Avraham Avinu. So they were already partial Jews, partial Yidin. We have to understand that the Chayra for the Gemar Geiris, you also need to have Zechiyah. And if we see Ketanim could have the Gemar Geiris, why shouldn't we say that they could have the whole Geiris? So in the Chedushim of Haguna of Naftuli Tops Chanavucha, the Radon and Hashishiva, he says like this, that in every geiris, there's two chalokim, two parts. You become, a person becomes a part of Am Yisrael. He becomes a part of the Jewish nation. And he also gets Kedishas Yisrael, which is Mechaibim with Torah Mitzvahs. So he says, by Matan Torah, when we're talking about geiris, we're only talking about Kedushas Yisrael, because Am Yisrael, they were already. They were Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov, and they were Am Yisrael, they're part of the nation of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is Av Hamoyin Goyim. Avraham Avinu has Hashem, of the, the father of the nation of Klal Yisrael. All but Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were members of the Jewish nation. But till Matan Torah, they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. And by Matan Torah, they got Kedushas Yisrael. So he says that the Tzchia, you need to join the Am Yisrael, to become part of Am Yisrael, you need Tzchiyah, Masha Enkein, to the Chelik of Kedushas Yisrael on its own, once you are a member of Am Yisrael, for that you don't need Tzchiyah. So Yidin by Matan Torah didn't need Tzchiyah, Masha Enkein, a guy who's not a member of the Jewish nation at all, and you take a cotton, you're a guy, and there you need Tzchiyah. Now, it's a very nice teretz, but the Fiyani is that the Ritzvo isn't saying that, because the Ritzvo's emphasis is that they had Bris Mila. He doesn't say that the Bnei Avraham and Avraham had started the Klal Yisrael. He seems to be emphasizing that the fact that they were Gemalut, that makes a difference. And then the Etzem Vot is also a little bit difficult to say that the Schia is only for the Geiris of Am Yisrael, and not of Kedushas Yisrael. Pashto said the full Gemara Ksubis is Nishmash Mazar. So Lama Tachniat Zazar, Rabbi said, in order for a guy to become a Yid, he needs two things. He needs Mila and he needs Tvila. We're talking about a male guy, wants to become a Yid, needs Mila and Tevila. We paskin that if he does only one of them, his Geilus is not Chal. Ein a Ger, as a paskin here, ad sheyim mol betovo. Not a Ger unless he does both. So L'chayla, you could learn, and it would be quite logical to learn like that, that in order to become a Yid, you need two things, Mila and Tevila. Kabbalah Samitzis, of course, is something else that is needed, yeah. But I'm talking about Mila and Tevila, because in Ger Kotten is not a Kabbalah Mitzvah, but that will happen only later by him being a Yid. So, is the pshat that each one on its own is totally ineffective? You need to have Mila and Tevila, or do I say no? The Mila has an effect, and the Tevila has an effect. In order to become a Yid, you have to have two things, two different things, Mila and Tevila, but each one on its own makes a Roshim, has achieved something. You need both for Geiris. Or do I say no? Do I say that you need Mila and Tevila, and Mila without Tevila, and Tevila without Mila is nothing. In Bemis, I think there's often a rise to the Shaila. The Rashba in Masechta Yevamos talks about the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a ger she mol v'loy toval is allowed to eat Korban Pesach. But there would be such a havamina that he's allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So the Rashba says, I don't understand. He's a guy. He's not a Yid b'chlal. He didn't have tefila. Says the Rashba, Shana Hocha, the Milosai L'Shem Geiris, he was mal in order to become a Yid. V'af al pi, Sheloi Nigma Geirusai, even though his Geiris is not completed, Mikol Mukam Kva Hischel V'nichnes Ktsas B'das Yehidis, She'ein Etzurich El Etvila. He's already started the process, and he's already a Miktsas Geir. So L'Chayla we see, the Nishta Pshat, you need both in order to have an effect, but it's a process. Avada, you need both in order to him to be a Ger Gomer, but each one on its own has something, Ad Kedei Kach, that we would have thought that he could eat the Korban Pesach, because he is already a Miktsas Ger. Toises Yishonim Masechta Yevamos, Daf Mem Vavam and Beis, he asks, how could it be that Yidden were able to eat the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? They weren't Yidden until Matan Torah. And Tosfos Yeshanim says that since they had done Bris Mila, so Memela, even though Shloihayu Yehudim Gemurim, even though they weren't complete Yidden, nevertheless it was sufficient that they should be able to eat the Korban Pesach. The Gemurim Masechta Bruchos Daf Mem Zayinum and Beis once that has a Havamina that a Ger Shemol V'loi Toval, you could use him for Zimun. Could be Mezamnen Olav. So, what's the Havamina? He's not a Yid yet. The Talmud says he has a Miktsas Yadus once he's done Bismila. Now, you could say that, as I should say for Dvar Avram, that it's only a Havamina of the Gemara. Maybe the Maskonas of Gemara is that...
You can say Kotten as well. He's also Bedeth.
I'm sorry?
You can say Kotten as well to be Mezamnen. He's also Bedeth.
But your guy, you can't. You can't take a guy.
So you can't take a
cotton
either.
You can. Once you've got a das lazaman, you can as a yid. A kutn is a yid. But here we're talking of a guy. If you hold mol below tova is zero, so he's a guy. But you could say that that's only a half a minute. Maskuna sagimura is maybe that kufa, that mol below tova is not a yid. But it's more mashma from the Gemara that it's not a kamash malon and hilchas geiris, it's a kamash malon and hilchas birchas zimun, that you need a complete yid for zimun. In Azoy Abachetofen in Asameach and Perik Yud Gimel Mesura Bia Halucha Vov, he also says the same thing that Mila and Tevila of Shnei Devarim Hamatirin. His lashon is umalim ze b'loy ze. Each one has an effect on its own, but you need both together. Then I found a Tshuvas Radvaz, and the Radvaz says Gua goes a chiddush. And the Dvar says, and this is in Chayli Gimel Simon Tuf Tuf Kif Yid Zayin, Mol V'loy Toval Yutzim Echlal Nochri Ulechlal Yisru Eloy Bu.
So in other words, what you have is like this. You have two things have to happen for a ger. He has to become Oizgoy, so to speak, and then he has to become a Yid. So he says, with Mila, he's no longer, after Mila, he's no longer a Goy. But in order to have Yahadus, he has to have Tvila. So you have to have two things to make him eat, but he defines what each one does. The Mila takes away the Akum, he's no longer a member of the Goyish nation, but he's not a Yid until Tvila.
He does it
to Yeah, Ratcha says Mal Hashem Geir, it's Abad. And this is a meal of a guy is Gulnish. No, a meal of Hashem Geir.
It's a very old place in Mitzrayim, but that's of the Chol Orel.
Chol Orel, yeah. So Ta Goy is a Chiddish. And he says, if you have somebody who started Geir's process, and he made Mila, Hashem Geir, but he hasn't done Tefillah yet, and he touches wine, you're allowed to drink it. So he says, because the din is, as a maga for a guy, as a Tevah. He said, "Amaga fina nisht yid aset nisht." He says he's no longer a yid. He's not yet a yid, but he's not a guy anymore. He says he holds like this chiddush la halucha. He says la halucha zokta zachidush. In a doiv of Meshurim, this is the Chivin Ruv in Chaylik Aleph Simon Samachay. He wants to say also big chiddush la halucha. That a person who started a Gaelis process, he was mol v'loy tovo, so he says, and he dies, is a netama zaviya yisruel. You don't say as a tadim v'yan akim she'ein a netama, that's a nish netama. So you see from these poskim that they all held, l'chayra, that Mila achieves something, Mila l'shem Gaelis achieves something. But you need both for him to become a yisruel. Mela, oy bazoi, I think we can now go back to understand the Ritfu that we started off with. The Ritfu says, why don't we bring a raya from Matan Torah that you can be mala, that you can be make geiris bakacha? The Teretz is, I only see from there that you can do the second part. Once he is ois goy, you can make him. But Matan Torah, they weren't goyim. They were all yidden. So now this is so what are we doing? But Matan Torah, they already had bris mila. They all were mal l'shem mila. So Bebal, they were mal l'shem bris mila. So they were a gather of mol v'loy taval. Mol v'loy taval. The geiris has already started. The geiris had been when we got free. The bris mila has taken away from them. The Tumas Akim, they're no longer Goyim. So Memela once and no longer Goyim. So to become the Yid, that you see from Matan Torah, that you can do Mischia. But where they haven't been Mal, and we're taking a Ger Kutin, and we're being Malhim, Lashem Geiris, that you can't learn from Matan Torah. So basically it's similar to what Rav Naftuli was saying, but we're being Magdir it. Because Rav Naftuli said he's part of Am Yisrael. So we said, yes, but the Ritfu is quetching that you need to have Bris Mila. So what we're saying is that the Ritfu means through Bris Mila, the fact that they had Bris Mila, and that Bris Mila was the Shem Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, so Memela, that gave them the Kedusha that they are no longer Goyim. Now, they only need to make a Gemar, which is the Chalos Yehavos. Then I thought, after with this, we can maybe try and understand something else. The Mashon Masechta Yevomos, the Kuf Amud Aleph, and he asks a kasha, and he says, Avraham Avinu married Hagar Shifchas Sura. So let's assume that she was a Meshachreres, that they were Meshachreres. But nevertheless, she was a Mitzis. And the din is that a Mitzis, a Shina, is Usa. You can't get married to her. Your soul can't get married to her. Hagami was before Matan
Torah.
Hagami was before Matan Torah. But the Gemara is up as Avraham Avinu. Kiyam kol ha-Torah kilo ad shalai nitna. Avraham Avinu was mekayim the whole Torah ad shalai nitna. So ask the Mashul. So how could he marry? Even if we'll say if she wasn't a mechareres, it's tamakasha because you're not allowed to marry a shifcha. But even if she was mechareres, how could Avraham Avinu marry a mitzvah? Et chme kein gen kol atoy de kill at shloi nitla, so steht in de gemude. So du ma shu, de dus was steht in de gemude, da wo ma vini was kein kol atoy de kill at shloi nitla, that was only after his bris mila, post bris mila. Before bris mila, he was a mekayim kol atoy de kill, and he married Hagar, was before his bris mila. So I thought, what's it about? What's it again? Why should it be like that? Why is bris mila the point when Avraham Avinu was Mekayim the Torah? So there's a very interesting tshuva in Ikkus Moshe. It clears us out. What happens when a guy is Mekayim a mitzvah? Does he get a schar for being Mekayim a mitzvah? So Lemusha, let's say, I'm giving you just a bederech musha, a guy is nishmachiv in the mitzvah in Sikkah. A guy is nishmachiv in the mitzvah in Tefillin. What happens if a guy decides he wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah, L'shem Shamayim, he wants to do it, L'shem Shamayim, Evil Mekabel. So we have a Gemara, which the Gemara says, Gadol Einu Mitzvah, the Gemara wants to say that, Katchila, I thought Gadol Einu Mitzvah Ma'oisa, Yoisa be Mitzvah Va'oisa. And then the Gemara says, no, that Mitzvah Va'oisa is more choshed than Einu Mitzvah Va'oisa. But the Gemara says that Mitzvah Va'oisa Einu mitzvah ba'oisa is still being mekayim a mitzvah. Ad kedekach, there was a tzad in the Gemara that's even more chashiv than a mitzvah ba'oisa. So oibazoi, fact of Moshe, if a guy is an einu mitzvah ba'oisa, he does not mechayiv, and he's mekayim mitzvahs, the chayra, he should get a schar. Zot Rav Moshe ases nishtazoi. And he says, it has to be that. He brings a mamish a moira de karaya. He says, the Gemara has a svara of Yosef Avkat a svara. It's better an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa than a Mitzvah V'Oisa. It's more chashim. I'm doing this voluntary. So he says, according to that tzad, it'll come out that Matan Torah wasn't a good thing for us. Because after Matan Torah, we become a Mitzvah V'Oisa. Before Matan Torah, we're Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. You've got to Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, Yosef Mitzvah V'Oisa. So Zukta. So the Moshe, the Teretz is that by this whole machlokes of Gadol Mitzvah, Eina Mitzvah is only by a Yid, because a Yid, when he does a mitzvah, she'eina mitzvah, it's called doing a mitzvah. So he says, so then, if he's doing a mitzvah, so then we have an argument, which is better, is it Chashem Mitzvah, better if he's doing it because he has to do it, or is it better if he's doing it voluntary? But he says, a guy who does a mitzvah, it's not considered a mitzvah, b'chal. He says, if a guy sits in a sukkah, he hasn't done a mitzvah, but ain't a mitzvah, b'chal. It's not called doing a mitzvah. He doesn't have a shem mitzvah on a guy. A guy will put on tefillin, he's put on tefillin. But he hasn't done a mitzvah of tefillin. It's not called, it's not considered, he was mekayim in the mitzvah. Yet, efshe kemen zogen. And let's go back now to the office. The obvious were Mekayim kol atoy le kila ad shelo nitna. But they weren't Yidin. So oy bazai, what it wasn't a mitzvah, according to the Moshe L'chai, it wasn't a mitzvah. Because in order to be a mitzvah, you have to be mitzvah generally in the mitzvahs. But Avraham Avinu was only mitzvah in the Zion mitzvahs. But they know you plus bris mila. So mizman zogun, that the pshat is azai, that we just discussed, there's two things that make you for there's mila, and there's tefillah. So Avraham Avinu, before Mila, Emechanama, he was a guy. And the man, if he was a guy, there was no point in him being Mekayim Mitzvahs, because a guy who's Mekayim a Mitzvah, according to Zera Moshe, says, there's no Kiyum HaMitzvahs, nothing has happened. You've achieved nothing. But once he was Mala, yes, he now already has on himself a guy. Yes, Otav Zachshinash Tchilas Tzasiyadus, because he's no longer a guy. So now when he does a Mitzvah, it's considered that he's achieved a mitzvah, but ain't a mitzvah of Isa. Now he's done a mitzvah voluntary. It's voluntary, he's not a chuyah, but he's done a mitzvah. Melei Bazoi, we can understand, very geshmak the mashu, that the mashu says Avraham Avinu was only Mekayim, the mitzvahs, voluntary after Bris Mila, not before Bris Mila. So we asked, why should that be the case? The Torah says, because before Bris Mila, if he did a mitzvah, it wasn't a mitzvah, he did a masa mitzvah, but it wasn't a kiyama mitzvah, it wasn't a kind of mitzvah, it wasn't considered that he fulfilled the mitzvah, even by any mitzvah of Isis, there was no point in doing it. Ma Shein came, once he made Mila, now he's become Ois Goy, yes, to do a Shaykh Tzazugn, as to do a Kedishas Am Yisrael. At that point, his mitzvah has a chshivas of a mitzvah, of a masa mitzvah, Bein mit Zivim Moise. Da ist auf einer Agiten Shabbos und auf Freilich und Listigen Yomtev.